You are listening to Let's Get Metaphysical. This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed. It should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discernment, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn from this show.
Let's get metaphysical.
Welcome to Let's Get Metaphysical, the podcast that explores the intersections of science and spirituality. I'm your host, Renata Maniacci, and I'm here to help you awaken to your true nature and remind you that you are a spiritual being having a temporary human experience here on lovely planet Earth. This is Season 5, The Great Awakening. In this season, we are focusing on what I and many people are calling the Great Awakening, currently happening right now on planet Earth. So far this season, I have created episodes based on information I think is very important to share with you. But I also want to have guests on to offer their views and their tools during these transformative times. And I know a lot of us are having some pretty intense dreams right now, or have had prophetic dreams leading up to this time about what is going on in the world. Well, today we are going to have dream interpreter Pamela Cummings as our guest. Pamela Cummings is an expert dream interpreter who loves analyzing her clients' dreams and teaching them how to interpret their own dreams. Her goal is to show her clients how to take the wisdom of their dreams' messages to enhance their life and accelerate their personal and spiritual growth. She is an author, blogger, and coach, and you are invited to learn more about Pamela at her websites, learndreaminterpretation.com and pamelacummings.com. Let's jump right into the interview with Pamela. Are you ready? Let's get meta. Welcome, Pamela. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. And thank you, Renata, so much for having me on. Very happy to be here.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Well, Pamela, I start out my interviews the same way with everyone. Would you please share with us an experience that you've had that is spiritual or metaphysical in nature?
Oh, there are so many. It's hard to choose. But I'm hearing the song Rhiannon, and of course you don't understand that. And a lot of my messages that I get and give are in song lyrics. Mm. And I have another cat, Merlin, but I felt the need to get another cat. And it was like I needed to give birth. It sounds kind of strange. And I couldn't figure out, should I get a male? Should I get a female? And I was thinking, well, if I get a male cat, what would I name him? And it was so hard to figure out. And then I said, if I get a female cat, what should, and I hear, Rhiannon rings like a bell through the night. And it's a Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac song.
Cool.
And I was like, wow. And a few days later, I met my black kitty, and of course I named her Rhiannon. And yeah, and it's just another proof that when you let go and you don't try and control, you're going to get your answers from the universe.
Totally. I absolutely truly love this share that you just gave, because I get information that way too. I get information through song lyrics, and a lot of times they're through musicals. Because I like musicals, and they tend to cover like so many different situations, so that they'll bring in that certain line that's perfect to explain. But I love this, and it's a beautiful way to get information, and it can be very specific, just like you said, like the name of something.
Exactly.
It's so beautiful. This actually just happened to me yesterday. I was home here and just making my lunch, and I had this song in my head, and I had no idea why. And then my partner comes in and explains to me from the grocery store and explained to me something that happened. And that's why the song was in my head. it's so spot on a lot of the time. So folks listening, listeners, like, please remember that songs in your head and specific lyrics in your head are often actually giving you a message. So that's a beautiful reminder, Pamela. Right. Thank you for bringing that up.
Or if you hear it in the internet or even the store. the music, you know, that's piped in. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they are messages.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And the same thing has happened, like you said, in the car, and the song comes on through the radio. It's exactly what you need to hear for whatever reason. You just have to tune into it.
Right.
I love it. I love it. Thank you. So we're in an interesting time in the world right now. And I just wanted to give an opportunity to all of my guests to share their take on what is going on in the world. So if you feel like sharing anything about what you're experiencing and what you feel like is going on here, please do.
I'd love to. I feel like the world is going through a big reset. It's like higher sources come down, pushed a button, said, this planet needs some work here. You know, and all this right. crazy stuff is going on. And I want to say it didn't just happen overnight. This is like centuries of beliefs and thoughts, and this has to be this way. And we're just clearing out. And a lot of times when you're going through a healing, it's painful. It's uncomfortable. Okay. And, you know, it's another growth experience that we're going through. And it doesn't feel too good. And we're cutting through a lot of beliefs and our own beliefs. And all I can say to people is work within, heal yourself. Okay. Because people are like, this is the way it's got to be, and this is the way it's got to be, and my, you're treading on my freedom of speech, and this, and it's like, heal yourself, people, and as you heal within, it goes out. And I want to say that it's really hard because there's a lot of anger right now, and in my human design, I'm a manifester with an anger theme, and boy, can I have a temper, all right? I really can, but work, so it's important, like for me and for other people, work through that anger, work through your feelings, and don't take it out on other people. When you come from a place of love and peace, that's when changes can happen. And I actually think it's a beautiful thing, like, you know, during the stay at home, there were so many animals out. I saw like woody woodpecker. I mean, animals that you don't normally see. So we're healing, we're transforming, and it's actually a good thing, even though it doesn't feel like it.
Thank you. I really, really resonate with a lot of what you said, especially the transforming from within to transform. It's like transforming the microcosm to transform the macrocosm. And
exactly.
I really do deeply believe in that because I see even small shifts, even momentary shifts before I revert to something I used to do. If I have that small shift inside, I can see it change around me. I can see the world and my immediate surroundings shift too. And so that's a really beautiful and important piece. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
So Pamela, you are a dream interpreter. And I'm really excited to talk about this because I have not had a dream interpreter on the podcast yet. I have done an episode about dreams that was me and one of my friends talking about it, but she is not an official dream interpreter or anything like that. So can you tell us what is dream interpretation and how does it work?
Okay. And I'm going to try to make that short. Okay. Basically, what dream interpretations are, the dreams that you have at night, you know, when you're sleeping, and they don't really make sense. And it's basically, in a nutshell, it's trying to make sense of all those symbols, feelings, and so-called nonsense dream that you had. So interpreting it, and it can have many different meanings. One dream it's not like this is it. It can have many different meanings and time will reveal more. And then to take that useful language, excuse me, dream language, and use it in your waking life. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. Does that make sense? Do you need me to expand on that or is that?
Nope. No. That makes sense. That definitely makes sense. I'd love to hear how you got into this. What was your introduction into dream interpretation?
Okay. Well, I've always been a dreamer. I've been blessed that I can remember my dreams. And basically, it was my own healing. Way back in 1989, a long, long time ago, is when I started my personal and spiritual growth. And I started working on my family issues, my family of origin. Okay. So when I say you need to work on yourself, I've been there. Okay. It's not, I'm not talking the talk. So I started working on that stuff, and a lot of stuff came up in my dreams. And quite honestly, it was very painful. It was very symbolic. I knew it meant something. I didn't know what. So I went to somebody who specialized in dream interpretation and started. And that's where I started. And it was awesome. Okay. It was like finding out who I was and healing this stuff. And I wanted to really share it with the world. So I started with friends and family, and it just kind of grew. And I would say probably about 4 or 5 years, I've always done it, but I really took it off of the back burner and put it in the front burner and, you know, said, this is what I want to specialize only, you know, mm-hmm. I'll help you with your personal and spiritual growth, but it's just made such a difference in my life.
Sure. I love it. That's beautiful. I actually have a question that is just came to me, and I'm curious about what you think about it. In the one episode that I did about dreams, like I said, it was me and a friend, and we're not experts on dreams at all. I have this theory, and I want to see what you think about it. In my own dreaming experience, I categorize myself as having two different types of dreams. So one seems like it's the category that my physical mind, my subconscious, my conscious mind, like in the physical, is having. And those are what I would explain as like the dreams that you're talking about, like the symbolic dreams, like you're in a place and it doesn't look the same, and those kinds of things. So there's those dreams that I do have, and I would call those like dreams, I think is what I called them in the episode, because I'm super technological about all of this.
Okay.
The other category I was calling soul dreams, because those are experiences where you are asleep, but it feels different than these other dreams. It feels as though, for me, the only way I can explain it is it feels like my soul is actually experiencing a reality outside of my mind and subconscious and body that these dreams are happening. It feels like the soul is actually having an experience that maybe wouldn't be categorized in the same category. And I don't know anything about this, right? I'm not an expert. And so I wanted to ask a real expert what you think of that kind of feeling that I'm getting sometimes, where these two things don't feel the same. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. My book, Learn the Secret Language of Dreams, goes into dream categories. Okay?
Okay.
So like the logical ones are more like environment, like what's going around in your immediate environment to keep you safe, or like in your body. And then there's like dreams for solutions to your problems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're kind of more logical. Health and body dreams, feelings that you're having. And then there's other dreams that are more spiritual in nature, like precognitive dreams, dreams of the future, or visitation dreams, deceased or angels or stuff, or spiritual learning dreams.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh,
so
I like that term. Yeah.
Yes. That's what I call them. And relationship dreams. There's,
right.
There's a lot of different categories, and you feel the difference, and feelings are so important in dreams, but we need both, because, you know, we're spiritual beings in a, you know, physical form, right? Mm. Or human beings having a spiritual experience, I think is the
thing. I like to say spiritual. I like to say spiritual beings having a human experience.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. I was getting that backwards, but that's exactly it. So we need to have all these dreams.
Mm. Very cool. No, I like that. That my eyes just lit up, because talking to somebody who does this for a living, it's excellent to know that there are kind of different categories of dreams, and that I'm and I probably, like, you know, I've only been having two categories. They're either this or they're that, but there's actually like a lot more, and there's a spectrum there, which is really cool.
Right. But if those two categories work for you, that's what's important. Okay. Like, I might be an expert at it, but when it comes to interpreting somebody's dream, they know the right one, unless sometimes they're in denial, you know, and that's okay, because we all have denial, but you know, when it's like, yes, that's what it feels like. Okay.
Right.
It's like that Louise Hay called it the inner ding. It goes ding, 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 ding. Yeah. That feels right.
The inner ding. Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, then my next question is, how can dream interpretation be helpful for people? And like, for whom? Is there a certain group of people, or like, maybe it's helpful, it could be helpful for everybody, but how is it, how have you seen it be helpful for people?
Okay, it's helpful for everyone. Okay, it can give people directions in their life. Should I stay with this man or not? There is somebody coming, you know, I'm dreaming about someone who comes into my life. Women have told me that they have dreams and then they meet them. So it gives you hope. It helps you when a deceased loved one is gone and they come and visit you. It gives you a feeling of, relief, they're okay. And now I know that there's life after death. It gives you, as I mentioned, solutions. It gives you insights into your future, like that deja vu kind of thing. It gives you insights to prevent illnesses. It gives you insights to help you with your health. You know, I mean, it can help you in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. And it can even, like, environment dreams. Those are the kind of dreams, like if somebody's outside your house trying to break in and you have a dream about, it could be symbolic or that, and you wake up, it can help you defend yourself. So there's so many different ways it can help you. That's why we have dreams. Dreams are really our subconscious, unconscious mind giving us insights to use for our little daily lives.
Definitely. That's really useful. And yeah, I'm glad you brought up before precognition dreams, because that is the reason that the first episode I had on dreams in this podcast, I think we called it The Metaphysics of Dreaming. And I had her talk about it because from a very young age, she had precognitive dreams. So she would dream about things before they happened. And I thought that'd be an interesting angle. So it's cool to know that that is a, you know, that's a thing that happens with other people. And
yeah. And very rarely does it happen exactly the way it's supposed to happen. A lot of times it's symbolic. But yeah, precognitive dreams or premonition dreams, some people call them, they're very important. Pay attention to those.
This isn't actually what I was going to ask you about, and I'll still ask about the one that I thought about, but something else came in while you were talking, and I'm curious just about your thoughts about it, if you're open to it. Is that okay if I...
Yeah.
Great. So this phenomenon happened in 2012 for me. I had probably about somewhere between 10 and 20 apocalyptic dreams, and every single one of them was different. Like the world ended or changed in a completely different way in each of these, you know, let's say 15 dreams throughout the course of that year. And they were all in 2012, which I thought was really interesting because everyone was like, oh, 2012, the Mayan calendar ends, that's the end of the world, blah, blah, blah. And I don't even know if it was that subconscious 2012 thing that even brought on the dreams, or if they would have come from, you know, without that anyway in 2012. And then 2013 began and those stopped completely. And they were all just completely different scenarios in completely different places. I was in completely different places in the dreams in completely different ways. And I'm curious if you have anything to say about that. I'm sure people have apocalyptic dreams and that you've heard about.
Right. And two theories. Okay. Yeah, one is because it was 2012. You heard it so much. Okay. In the fear of it. And it could, those dreams that you had could actually be alternate realities, because who says, you know, I don't know if you've ever watched The Flash, but they have, or other, the CW shows, they have like Earth 1, Earth 2, Earth 50. So it could be alternate realities. And the other thing is, with the end of the world, it could actually been symbolic for the end of your world happening in two different ways. Your own transformation. Okay.
Yes.
So
that resonates a lot, because what was happening in 2012? I was in grad school, and it was basically the year just after grad school where I really went into my spiritual transformation, like right there in 2014. So it was kind of like, if I look at it that way, I've never looked at it that way, but if I look at it that way, that was the end of a very long cycle of academia and research and science and that kind of scholarly life I had led up until, what was I, like 27 or whatever. And that's a good point, because I didn't know that that was going to end in my conscious mind. I thought that was the direction I was going to keep going indefinitely. But very shortly after that, it shifted into becoming completely different and spiritual and healing and everything that I'm in now.
So how many dreams did you have? Did you say?
Probably, I'm trying to think, I've at least 10 apocalyptic dreams and potentially more than that. So I'd say somewhere between 10 and 20. And it was, they were all in 2012, and they were all so vivid that like some of them woke me up, like shot me out of bed, like, because they were that vivid. And I remember at the time I could explain each and every one, which is not common for me. I can't wake up every, you know, morning and explain what my dreams were typically. But they were very, very vivid, and they all had to do, I mean, some of the ways that my subconscious, I guess, created the apocalyptic scenario or the end of the world scenario was very inventive. Like I would have never been able to come up with that way out of my mind. It's nothing I'd ever seen in a movie, nothing I'd ever even heard about. Things having to do with like density and light and just very interesting things. But come to think about it, I had another one of those dreams recently, and it was the first time since then. And I had another one of those dreams that was, and it was completely different than the other ones, but it was also an apocalyptic dream. But that one was interesting because it was about 2 months ago. Mm. Actually, it was kind of at the start of COVID, interestingly enough. But in that dream, it wasn't, where the other ones, it was for everybody. It was like the world was ending for everybody. And this one, it was the world was ending for everybody, but it was a restart. It's like this thing happened, everything stopped. And then I ended up in the same exact place looking around with the same exact people as though nothing had happened. But I was talking to this time I talked to the people. I was like, did you just experience what I just experienced? And everyone else in the dream was like, yeah, why isn't anybody talking about it? Why isn't anybody discussing what just happened? Like in the dream, a tidal wave had just come and completely took out everything where we were. And then a second later, I was there again as though nothing had happened. I'm sorry, I'm going into all of this now because it's just coming back in. I wasn't expecting to go into this at all, but it's just coming back right now.
That's interesting, because one of the things, the dream is kind of like a premonition for this. And one of the things is we are talking about it and we are starting to make changes because we can't go back. We can't go back. So that's a really interesting dream. Yeah. Neat.
Yeah. That one I just remembered. And then along with that, this is the one I was actually going to tell you about, is I was having a lot of snake dreams, particularly 2 years ago. It was almost every night and they would wake me up. I would shoot out of bed because I thought that they were in my bed, either one snake, and they would be crazy colors, like neon turquoise blue colors and things, or they just be regular. And sometimes it was one, and sometimes I was in a bed full of snakes and I just shoot out of bed. And that was about 2 years ago. But lately I've also been having the snake dreams again. And I'm curious to see what you think about snake dreams.
Okay. Well, snakes have many meanings. Obviously they shed their skin, so you're getting rid of what you no longer need and you're transforming. Okay. Right. But snakes can also be about temptation. I mean, think of Adam and Eve and the snake. So it's temptation. It can also be about Kundalini. Okay. Mm-hmm. Which is interesting because, you know, the Kundalini goes up the spine and you're having all these weird, crazy stuff. Right. It's also about medicine. Right. Certain man's anatomy. It's also it's funny because I'm hearing a Paula of Deuce singing, he's a cold-hearted snake. So somebody can be cold-hearted. So I'm not saying this is happening, but like if you take a bed and you're having snakes, somebody might be a little cold-hearted in bed, or it could be you being cold-hearted. So you need to warm up, you know? And I'm trying to see if anything else comes up. I know there's more. I just can't. Well, a snake could be like squeezing you if it goes around you. You know, so it's cutting off your circulation.
Okay? I haven't had that, which I'm grateful for.
yeah. But you know,
the transformation and the shedding of old skin really resonates for me. That's when I, a couple years ago, when I was having those dreams over and over again, once I understood that that was one of the meanings of snake dreams, that really resonated for me at that time, because a lot of shifting was happening then. A lot of shifting is happening right now. So that really resonates with me. And the Kundalini stuff might also resonate as well. And so that's, I just love that. It's really interesting.
I want to add one more point, because it all the times this happens, snakes bring up a lot of fear. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, like the other day I saw a gardener snake. I was out walking my cat, because I walk my cat on the leash, and I was like, well, you're not going by this, you know? So they bring up fear. So it could also be because you're transforming is facing your fear too.
Yeah. No, that resonates a lot. And there's a lot of fear being brought up right now. There's so much fear coming to the surface. I believe that it's coming to the surface to be healed.
Exactly.
And transformed into love. But nonetheless, it's still coming up and we're still having to look at it and face it.
Right. And fear can be a good thing. I mean, fear warns you of, like when I saw that snake, I felt fearful, not for me, for my cat, because I didn't know if it was poisonous. And, you know, so I was like, you're not going over there.
Right.
But so fear can also be, fear is important too. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It's when you don't live because you're so embraced in the fear. That's when it's a problem.
Right. Right. Well, Pamela, how would you describe how you're working with dream interpretation now? How is that a part of your life?
How is that a part of my life? Well, I interpret people's dreams. I do that through email and phone. What I really like to do is teach people how to do their own dreams.
You know, how do you do that?
Through coaching, basically, you know, one-on-one. And I'm being guided to do it after all this craziness is over, but I have done some online videos, and I want to do a group coaching, a very intimate group coaching, no more than 10 people, and classes. And the other thing I'm working on right now is doing Oracle cards for dream interpretation. And they're
beautiful.
Yeah, they're kind of like flash cards, but you can also use them as oracle cards. So that's how I'm teaching people, because it's like I can feed you an interpretation for a day, but I'd rather teach you how to interpret so you can interpret for a lifetime.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's really cool. Thank you. Well, Pamela, is there anything else that's coming up right now that's alive for you that you feel like you want to share with our listeners today?
Yeah, I think when it comes to your dreams, pay attention to them, write them down. When you write them down or you record them or even paint them, whatever feels right for you, you can see the patterns and start to learn your symbolism. Please don't depend on, you know, the dream dictionaries that are in apps and stuff. Those are just a guideline. I like to compare them to your daily horoscope. You know, if you're a Libra or Sagittarius, there's millions of them. You know, look at your feelings, what's going on in your life. Try to go deep with it and use them. When you understand them, use them like with you know, the snake's transforming and you know that you're transforming, and maybe to meditate on your Kundalini, for all you know. So use the wisdom of the dream.
Beautiful. Yeah. And I think especially in these times, this could be a really useful tool as well for folks to help interpret what is going on both in their internal landscape and externally, because I think in our dreams, we also get a lot of information about what's going on in the collective and not just the individual level.
Correct. And sometimes your individual dream is really about the collective.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I have to think of that with some of the apocalyptic dreams that I was having, and some of the other dreams too. I do feel that there's a connection there for sure. So Pamela, how can people reach you if people are interested in reaching out?
Sure. I have two websites. The first one is Pamela, and it's CUMMINS. And then I have Learn Dream Interpretation. And that's got a ton of blogs, videos, other radio show interviews that I've done. So those are two ways that you can find me.
Perfect.
Just Google me. You'll find me. I'm everywhere.
Beautiful. Well, Pamela, it's been a pleasure. I'm super grateful that you joined in today to this conversation. I think that our listeners will get a lot out of it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It was a joy being with such a like-minded person who I could connect with. So thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
A big thank you to Pamela for joining in to talk with me today. I love dreams, and I've been wanting to have a professional dream interpreter on for a while, so I thank Pamela for fulfilling that dream for me. Again, if you are interested in reaching out to Pamela, you can do that through her websites, learndreaminterpretation.com and pamelacummings.com. I'm going to leave it there for today. Remember, if you would like more support and community in your awakening process, or if you love the show and just want to support us, please check out my Up, Up, and Awaken community on Patreon at patreon.com/upupandawaken. Thank you so much for listening. Stay positive, stay safe, and stay meta.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. The statements and advice offered in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or medical condition, and are not substitutes for prudent medical care offered by a licensed medical professional. The Let's Get Metaphysical podcast is an Up, Up, and Awaken production. Our intention is to raise the vibration of the planet by sharing, validating, and normalizing spiritual and metaphysical experiences. The show is produced and hosted by Renata Maniacci, creator of Up, Up, and Awaken, a platform devoted to creating conscious content to assist in the awakening currently taking place on this planet. If you want to see more from Up, Up, and Awaken, please subscribe to the Up, Up, and Awaken Productions channel on YouTube. If you are enjoying the podcast, let us know. Visit our website at letsgetmeta.com or shoot us an email at info@letsgetmeta.com. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. Give us a 5-star rating or write us a review on your podcast app. You can like us on Facebook or follow us on Instagram at Let's Get Meta. Share the podcast with your friends. We want this high-vibe content to reach as many aligned ears as possible. If you are looking for support in your awakening process, please consider becoming a member of our Up, Up, and Awaken community on Patreon. Patrons in this community both give support to the conscious content that Ren creates, like this podcast, and receive support in their awakening via the community's offerings, including courses, live group healings, and an interactive community. You can join the Up, Up, and Awaken community by visiting patreon.com/letsgetmeta. Let's Get Meta is almost entirely listener-supported. If you love the show and want to support it, you can still become a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. We appreciate all types of support. It helps keep this show going. Thank you for listening. Stay meta.
Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical.